Well, let's turn our attention now to the Burley horse trials. At the moment, it's a 1-2-3 for England after the dressage results. We've got Pippa Fennell, Oliver Towning and Izzy Taylor sitting in those top three positions, but lurking quite nicely, Janelle Price, seventh equal. And Tim Price, who has got all three of his mounts in the top 20. Ringwood Skyboy is ninth equal. He's got Banjo at 11th equal. And Xavier Farr sitting at 20th. Tim Price, the defending champion of the Burley horse trial, joins us right now. Tim, three horses inside the top 20. Are you particularly pleased with the efforts of any one of those trio of mounts?
Yeah, hi there, Nige. Yeah, no, it's good. It's a really good effort, actually, for the consistency side of things, you know, that have three horses and they've all gone and, you know, done their best work, really, been at their optimum in the dressage. So I'm really pleased with them. Ringwood Skyboy's the defending champ here, and to be honest, I probably felt a little bit underdone with the scoring on him. I think he deserved a little bit better, but that's how it goes. That's how the cookie crumbles with dressage. But yeah, Burley being what it is, it's not a one-phase competition. The cross-country is so demanding that a winner can literally come from that anywhere inside that top 20. So I'm very respectful of that position, and I'm ready to give the weekend a good nudge.
Okay, I know you've been out walking the course for the cross country. What has the designer dished up for you this year? Because it's always a lovely movable buffet there at Burley when it comes to these sort of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very demanding course, as we expect when we come here. Thick and fast is probably how I'd best describe it at the beginning. It's technical and big and difficult right from sort of a minute and a half in, the questions start to come. And then they don't let up for about 5 or 6 minutes. And then whilst the technicality comes down a little bit in the second half of the course, you're dealing with a horse that's getting, you know, through its stamina, getting a little bit weary. And so you have to, you know, have the skills, and you also have to have the fitness and everything to sort of come home, staying on their feet and being balanced and getting the job done, you know, all the way around. And then to get close to the time, around here is notoriously difficult to get. So it's all these factors that make it such a challenge, but a good one.
You have three horses, though. How big are an advantage for you to get three looks at the course?
Yeah, I guess it is. It creates a disadvantage in one respect because I've got three. It meant that I was, by default, going to be first out pretty much on my first horse, Bango. So I don't get to watch anyone else go, and I don't get a general impression of the course. I'm that guy. So that's a bit of a disadvantage, but that's all right. I'm up for that challenge. Yeah, and you do. You get to get a feel for the place and how it's all going, and hopefully improve round on round. But, you know, it's tough as well. I've been here before with two horses and been exhausted at the end of the day. So I'm treating it with a bit of trepidation, and I hope that the three horses give me a fairly easy ride so I can cope.
But overall, though, I mean, having done the dressage, heading into the weekend for yourself and also for wife Janelle sitting in there, Team Price, are you happy?
We are very happy. Janelle did a great job on her classy little mare, Fairy Diana Mo. She's got the bit between her teeth. You know, she had an unfortunate mishap just leading into Badminton to defend her title there earlier in the year, and so she really wants to put things right here. So I know what she's like. She's a fierce competitor, and yeah, between us we're really happy to be in the mix, and we're coming into our strength department hopefully, so let's bring it on and see what we can do.
I know you've got a barbecue to get to, my man. I'll let you get to it. Go well, Tim Price. Enjoy the weekend.
Very, very important part of the day. Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.